Just one halakha on the laws of Ohel that we are studying in Masechet Shabbat. The question was, is it permissible to open an umbrella on Shabbat? Of course, we all know the answer that it is forbidden. Certainly one cannot carry the umbrella into the Reshut HaRabim where there is no Eruv. Our discussion is, they just wants to open the umbrella, would that be an issue of Ohel? So such a simple question is actually quite a controversial question amongst the Aharonim. The Biur Halakha goes at length in Siman Chin Tet Vav and brings different opinions. The side to say that it's permissible says that our umbrellas are comparable to what the Gemara talks about, Kiseh Traskal. Kiseh Traskal is a, for lack of a better terminology, it's one of our folding chairs, where you just open it up and you close it. It's all one piece and you just have to, you know, let the leather down and they would sit on it. So that's a portable chair that doesn't need any fixing or any attaching to components. It's just all one piece that you open it up. The Gemara says that even though you're making a oher, you're making a tent, so to speak, under the chair itself, there's now a hollow space. Gemara says that that is permissible. So they want to say the same thing with an umbrella. You know, it's made already. All you're doing is just widening it. You're opening it up, so it shouldn't be any different. The other side says, well, little different. The chair is not made for the oil. Now, you don't really need what's underneath the chair. The main purpose of the chair is to sit on top of it. Whereas the umbrella, the main purpose you're doing it for is for the oil. You're doing it in order to roof over your head to protect you from the sun or from the rain. As a matter of fact, the Rodabi Huda clearly writes that it is a problem to open up the umbrella on Shabbat, and that's the way Hakam Avadya also rules in Yehavedat. It's the way the Menuchat Tehava comes out in Kim'at Kol HaPoskim. Almost all the consensus would be that it is forbidden to open umbrella on Shabbat. Now, of course, if it's forbidden to open it, that becomes forbidden as well to close an umbrella on Shabbat. One more question that was asked regarding Ohel. There's a custom on Simchat Torah that the children go up to the Sefer Torah and some adults stand next to them and they take a talit and they hold it. Each four men, each one on all the four corners of them, they hold the talit over the heads of the children. Is that considered making a ohel on Yom Tov? Menuchat Ava comes out that that's permissible because that's really not the normal way that you make an ohel. Usually you attach it on poles and things like that, but holding it up would not even be considered an ohel arai, because that's already bishinui, it's not the normal way to do it, and therefore he says you can keep this minhag of holding the talit over the children when they go up to the Sefer Torah on Simchat Torah. So we discussed two halachot, one asur and one mutar. Asur to open up umbrellas, but it's permissible to hold the talit over the children's head on the Sefer Torah, at the Sefer Torah on Simchat Torah.